Welcome back to Traffic Talks. This week's episode is basically a follow-up. I don't know why I keep saying this. They are all basically a follow-up of the previous one or some form of follow-up or continuation. Anyway, today we're talking about small changes that lead to a big result being achieved, because I needed to seriously crack down on some of my goals, which I don't want to kind of hop on because I will be doing a full update in a while. I don't want to keep referring to what I'm doing, because by the time the episode comes, it's like, but you've already mentioned the same thing like a million times. So I won't be doing that. I will actually be just giving some tips on how to make small changes in your life today, or even small changes that you can make that will help in the long run. I won't be breaking down anything major step by step. These are just basically the things that I do to kind of help me get where I need to go. A lot of this is for my mental health. I will preface this by saying that, because a lot of things affect your mental health. Like I said in the previous episode, any challenge you want to take starts with your mental state. If you don't think you can do it, you can't. So you need to kind of get your head right and get it in the right frame of mind to tackle your goals. And these things definitely help with that, aside from actual physical effort that I put in. So here we go. One of the main things when it comes to achieving goals is that no path is a one-size-fits-all path to achieving a particular goal. Everyone is made up of different things, so one method for a particular person won't be the exact same for another, which is why research and trial and error are definitely at the top of my list for any goal you are trying to achieve. Seeing someone else do it can be a good roadmap, but you don't have to follow exactly in their footsteps. You don't have to trailblaze. You can find some in between of following theirs and making your own way to where you want to be. So definitely, when it comes to achieving your goals, research. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already there. You can maybe just look at it from a different angle. That's all I'm saying. The things I do that I've added to my day, and these are very small changes. The first one is meditating before I go sleep. I use the app Headspace. I'm quite sure I spoke about it in my mental health series last year. I kind of touch and go with it sometimes, but for the recent while, I have definitely been sticking to it. And they have this new function where it's basically like a timeline of your day, and you can listen to different meditations throughout the day. So there's a morning meditation, there's an afternoon one, there's an evening one to help you sleep, or you can select one from a list. And they got a lot of options. Meditating before I go sleep works for me. Some people need a break in the middle of the day to meditate. Other people prefer it in the morning. Find the one that works for you. Like I said, trial and error. I tried meditating in the morning. Sometimes it was hit, sometimes it was miss. For the most part, it missed. Just before I go sleep, I put on the app, pop in my headphones, well, earphones, and then I lay down and I do the meditation. And that works like a charm. So that is one of the smallest changes that I've made that has made a considerable difference to A, getting me to sleep, but B, leading me to a better quality of sleep, because as we know, my sleep is not the greatest. The second thing I've done was journaling at night. I've probably told you the story of my various journaling methods throughout my life, but physical journaling in a book has always been the best one for me. But journaling at night is always a good one. I did morning pages and it was fun for a while, but then I just was like, no, this is not working for me. And that's fine. I may pick it up at a later time. But journaling about my day at the end of the day definitely helps me reflect and learn and take in a lot of things, and especially deal with things that I tend to hang on to going to sleep, which can actually affect my sleep quality, which is a big no-no. So journaling at night is definitely one of my major ones. Going to sleep earlier and waking up earlier, this is more of a circumstance thing, but it definitely is a change I've made. It's not anything hectic. Like I said, these are all small changes, but even going to sleep 30 minutes earlier, 15 minutes earlier, getting up that same amount of time earlier the next morning does work. I can promise you that. I've definitely gone to sleep earlier this past 2 weeks, and literally when the weekend came, I was getting up the same time I get up during the weekend. I'm like, what? Why? I'm up so early on a weekend. And I wasn't even tired because I had gone to sleep earlier, gotten up earlier, gotten my full rest, journaled, meditated, and it just helped so much. Especially with stress relief, it's a huge burden off my shoulders. Speaking of, backing things up will help you stress less. That's just life. Because having lost 2 phones in the span of, I think it's 2 or 3 weeks. Honestly, I'm literally using my brother's phone because my other phone also gave up. So, really upset about that. But backing your things up makes life much, much better. Which is why my Instagram has been so crappy. Because I've taken pictures of things, or I've recorded things, or I've wanted to do things, and I lost them. So it's just kind of ruined a lot of things for me. So now I make sure I've got auto backups going on. I back up things physically myself and check them once a week. So just back your things up, people. Back it up. While I'm backing up, another thing I like to do is listen to music, particularly Spotify playlists. I'm very late to the Spotify party. I think I told you guys this. I literally got into Spotify, I think it was like the 30th or the 31st of December last year. So 2021, I would say I got into Spotify, and it's been amazing, especially because I'm such a music person. But listening to music while doing basic things has definitely helped. I haven't shown you a picture yet, but I was gifted a thing. It's a music player. It plays records, cassettes, CDs, USB, SD. It's got Bluetooth. It plays the radio. Like, it's everything I've always wanted. And I got it as a very late birthday present. And I can Bluetooth my Spotify to that. So being able to listen to very upbeat, positive, good music while doing basic things has definitely been a very small change. It doesn't even take any effort. And it's done so much for me. And even if I don't feel like listening to music, I can always just turn on the radio, especially while I'm working. So that is a very small change that I made that literally doesn't cost a cent. Like, none of these things really do. So they are very doable and achievable. Listening to music while doing mundane things is one of the best things you can do. You can even listen to a podcast, hint, hint, or listen to maybe a motivation. There's a lot of YouTube ones that you can find for free. Other podcast channels that you can find for free, even just affirmations. You can listen to those kinds of things. And one thing I like to do is, while doing something basic like neatening up or packing things away, listening to music is always a fun thing for me. Can be motivations for you. But keeping things neat is definitely another small change that I've made, and doing it while listening to something fun is gonna just help emphasize that you're doing 2 things at once. You're making yourself happy by listening to music, and you're actually making progress on things in your space. So, for example, if I'm washing the dishes, my headphones are in, or whatever, earphones. If I'm putting things away, music is playing. Trying to actually keep your area neat is a good thing, and listening to music while you do it just gives you that extra boost and motivation, because if your area is clear, your mind is clear. And straightening up or neatening up things is one of the best things you can do. Even if you have to start by just making your bed every day and everything else is a disaster, that will motivate you in the most insane ways ever. Trust me on that. As well as making things neater, you can also prep things in advance, which makes things much easier for you to do. For example, if you lay out your clothes for the next day, that will cut down your time in getting dressed because you already have your outfit planned. Or lining up things in your kitchen or on your table so that you can just grab and get on with it instead of having to first drag it out of a cupboard or something like that. Or drying off your dishes and packing it away tonight so that tomorrow morning it's already dry. You don't have to worry about anything. Small things that you can prepare in advance, do that. Because your tomorrow, you will thank you. hope that sentence made sense. Also, speaking of planning and prepping, making lists. I cannot emphasize this enough. Making a list, ticking things off, whether it's a virtual one, a physical one, make a list and update it daily, weekly, monthly. As long as you are using it and making it work for you, like I said, trial and error, figure out which way works for you. Do that because it will help you see what things are routine or things that you do on a consistent basis you don't even realize. You can make that list work for you by tracking how often you do things and batching them together. So instead of going to the shop and then coming home, packing away and checking, oh, I forgot to buy this. You can first open the cupboards, see what you got, make your list, go to the shop, buy it, bring it back. If you know you need to prepare a certain meal, you can maybe chop the vegetables in advance. It's basic things that we sometimes don't think to do because we're in flight or fight mode because we're panicking. So taking time to just look at the things you do regularly and plan them out better and prepare for them is a small change that you can do that's going to have huge effects in the long run. Especially if things stress you out to the point you can't sleep. Have a notepad next to you before you go sleep. Write it all down. Tomorrow morning you could be like, oh, I was so worried about this, but yeah, it's written down. And you can go from there. I did mention you can use a virtual list that involves your phone. One thing I've done, which is a small change, is put down my phone more. I noticed that I would constantly be on my phone, whether I'm eating, whether I'm drinking something, whether I'm talking to someone. Putting down my phone more has actually made me more aware of my surroundings, and it's made me enjoy a lot of things, especially like when it comes to meals. My phone is by the side, obviously, because I generally have a working lunch, but for the most part, I sit and focus on whatever I am busy with besides my phone. A small change that actually requires a lot of effort, surprisingly, is increasing the frequency with which I exercise. This was something I mentioned a while back, and I actually found this incredible 30-day workout that I'm currently doing in an old magazine I bought at a flea market for 5 rand. It literally starts off with day one being 90 seconds. So if you have a minute and a half, you can start working out. And eventually you build up your way to a full 30-minute exercise, and they include rest days. So it's very doable, very simple, very easy. You don't actually need any equipment, which is the best part. And the fact that you can exercise basically 6 times a week, maybe less, and not feel like it's a burden is probably the best part of it, because you're increasing your workouts every week without realizing, oh my word, I'm actually working out 6 days a week. Or 5 days a week, or whatever you choose to do. And there are obviously alternatives and moderation and things that you can do, but the fact that you are moving your body more just boosts a whole bunch of things, you know, your hormones and things. You have that hit of dopamine after an exercise, and your lungs are feeling better because you like working them more. And I've actually been fairly tired because I've gone from exercising 3 times a week to basically 6 times, which is double, you know, quick maths. And that has made one of the biggest difference. I wouldn't say it's the smallest change I've made, but it's done well for my overall well-being. Another thing I've done, free, cheap, takes 5 minutes, is a gratitude practice. It doesn't have to be written down. It doesn't have to be something formal. It's just sitting down and thinking, what was I grateful for today? And the beauty of this one is, much like when you do things on autopilot and when you start recognizing things, the moment you start looking for gratitude in your day, your brain will start automatically recognizing the good things in your day, so it becomes easier. But also, you train your brain to be positive and look at the brighter side of things and be able to be like, oh, I'm grateful because that happened, it made me happy, I smiled, you know, this happened, that happened, why did that? That's what I'm grateful for. You recognize and you accept, and you are just more positive, which raises your vibrations and just brings more positive things into your life. A gratitude practice is probably the one I would recommend high on this list. But the last one on said list is being present. Being present does so much things, not only for yourself, but if you are with someone else in that moment. Because taking stock of the fact that you are currently in 2021. You have gotten over the madness of a global pandemic. You are currently surviving a lockdown that's been going on for more than a year. You are able to sit and listen to this. You are able to take this in. You are able to do so many amazing things that some people aren't able to do. And sitting down and being present in whatever moment you are is something you should not take for granted. Being present is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Whether it's just sitting down and being like, I am here. I am okay. I'm getting through this. No matter what's happening, be present in it and realize either like, this moment is fleeting, whether it's good or bad. So I'm just gonna take it in, I'm gonna enjoy it, and then I'm gonna move on. And that is something we don't realize how much power we have, because this moment is going to go and we'll never see it again. But being able to say, I took in that moment, it's gone, but I'm good, is something very few people get to embrace fully. So being present is the last one on my list. As I said, small changes lead to a big result. So make a small change where you can today, because you never know what's going to happen. More than a year ago, I took a small step to record my first podcast. And here we are, more than a year later. I've uploaded so many episodes, I've done series, I've contacted people about sponsorships, I haven't gotten any. As you know, my goal is to at least achieve one, but the no's are just me being one step closer to eventually getting a yes. And you don't know what you can achieve unless you try. So try, make a small change, see what happens. The song of this week is One Step at a Time by Jordan Sparks. It is the perfect song for this episode. And before I keep rambling on too long, I'm going to end it here. As per usual, I'm going to leave my links down below. I hope you have a great week and keep trying to be a better being. Love you. Bye.